dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you with us on this Friday before we find out who's going to the Super Bowl. Got your picks ready?
I've got my picks ready. I like these picks, too, and I get a little bit dumbfounded. All the hype that these New York Jets are getting. Everybody seems to be, this team does nothing fancy, but they continue to win. I would love to have the team at 42-1. I don't think they're going to win. That's one of my picks. They're not going to win, but I will say they made a magical journey, and the confidence is a crazy thing, folks. Team that believes in themselves. This is a team that they aren't showered with playoff veterans that have been in and out of the playoffs like the Chargers were. You know, the Chargers have made runs. The Chargers should have all the confidence in the world. Hey, we've been here, we've done that. The Jets, none of that. Rookie quarterback, rookie running back sensation filling in for Leon Washington, who made a 38-yard run against Cincinnati, follows that up with a 53-yard run, 55-yard run, whatever it was. You know what? You got a coach that goes out on a limb and opens his mouth and everybody else just follows suit. It's a pretty impressive run. Impressive run.
Coming up on the show today, we will head to Vegas in just about 5 minutes to talk to Mike Perenio. He's director of the Race and Sports Book at Mandalay Bay. We're just a couple of weeks away from the Super Bowl. We'll ask him about how those Eagles are doing. That was his pick. We'll talk to Mike coming up. Also, Andy Avalos is going to join us in the second segment of the show today. He's the UNK assistant football coach and recently received an honor named to the All-WAC Decade Team. That's a pretty good gig. He was a two-time first-team All-Conference player at Boise State. And, Daddy, I see that Boise State's getting a lot of pub. Sports Illustrated has them number two. They project them to be number two in the preseason rankings next year. They play Virginia Tech, and they host Oregon State this year. They're trying to get the Virginia Tech game, which is scheduled for the first Saturday in October, the first week in October. They're trying to get that moved to Labor Day weekend. And then they'd have Oregon State on the 25th. That's such a dicey deal there. You might be better off playing Virginia Tech October 2nd, and the game's in Maryland. It's not at the home side of either spot. But it's in Landover, and maybe you get them in between the conference where it's not such a big deal to Virginia Tech.
Doug, and just on the Nebraska side of things, the people looking for that two-for-one deal at Tom Osborne, would you take a one-for-one deal?
With Boise State, yes, I would.
I was thinking about that last night, thinking, that's a great football game, and a team that doesn't look to be dropping off anywhere soon. Chris Peterson's got this team rolling. Folks, they return everybody but one starter.
I think we may have talked about this while you were gone a little bit, and for folks that don't know, Nebraska has made a proposal to Boise State, but it's a two-for-one. We'll go there once, we'll come here twice, but it wouldn't start until 2015, and I'm not even sure it would be three consecutive years. Boise State needs a game in 2011, if I remember the facts right there. They need a game in 2011, so that's what they were hoping for from Nebraska, and I don't know where you're looking at. I don't know why 2011 would be good or bad. It looks like no matter what, 2011, Nebraska most likely will have a brand new quarterback that they'll be breaking in, unless Zach Lee gets hurt this year and Cody Green or whoever steps in and plays a majority of the year. That's what you'd be looking at. And I don't think you have to go to Boise in 2011. They would come to Lincoln, but then you'd have to have a return trip probably in 12 or 13.
You've had some of those whack teams, I guess, over the past in college football, make some nice runs, do some nice things. But to stay where this Boise team has been, no one's ever done that. You know, this team has taken themselves to new heights as far as football, as far as the longevity of staying at the top. Is that an undoubted statement?
Well,
no
already,
one else.
They've already done that, and they got job this year. I said it. I'll say it again. There's no reason Boise State wasn't number three. They weren't going to play for the national championship because if an SEC team and a Big 12 team go unbeaten, and probably a Pac 10 team or a Big 10 team, if you get two undefeated teams in those conferences, it's virtually impossible for any other school in the ACC or the Big East who have berths or in the non-BCS conferences to play for the national championship. Even if Boise State, I'm going to tell you right now, if Boise State starts number two, runs the table, Virginia Tech and Oregon State beat both them, run the table, go 13-0 or whatever it is next year, and there are two or three more undefeated teams from other conferences, big-time conferences, Boise State, somehow the pollsters will find a way to slide them to three. You can say what you want about all the computers being involved. The biggest thing is still who's sitting there writing down their votes from week to week with the coaches and the writers and the AP poll.
That sucks. That's pretty hard. That's pretty harsh for a team like Boise, for a team like TCU.
And it's also very hard when you have a Cincinnati go lay an egg like they did against Florida. But it's a whole different deal when you're playing that. And it's the same thing. You can reverse the argument. Boise State with that great win that they had over Oklahoma a few years back. Nobody's playing for a national title. Oklahoma's not playing for anything. Boise State's playing for their entire lives, and they win by one with two trick plays at the end, which, fine, trick plays, you got to cover them, you got to do it, you got to execute them. I think trick plays sometimes are harder to execute than just a normal pass play or a normal run play. But you look at all of that, and you put all that in there, and it still doesn't matter. If it's a national championship game, I think that lower tier team, the number one. I mean, if Alabama was playing Boise State, Alabama's going to be nervous because, oh my God, if we lose in the national championship game to Boise State, our program could. It's almost to the our program could crumble. Worst loss in school history. I mean, that's the kind of headlines you would see. Where for Boise State, more time to prepare. They're going to be just as focused. Maybe they don't win the game, but don't give me the Florida Cincinnati. Well, they get blown out all the time. And Utah beating Alabama last year. It wasn't for the national title. And we don't have anywhere to go because we have never had a national title game in our era with David and Goliath.
Well, and you bring up Cincinnati this year, and you throw in the whole coaching deal. That's a whole nother deal, a whole nother distraction that some of these other teams did not have to worry about.
1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can email the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Mike Perenio joining us live from Vegas in just a moment. Daddy, we go to the Debt Popper inbox. As a Rams fan, I'd like to see them trade their number one pick for picks/players in this deal because they need more than just one player. Mark in Minden fires that off. First of all, Mark, sorry you're a Rams fan.
Yeah, it's going to take more than Sue to turn the thing around. I think that's pretty obvious at this point. You go back to blockbuster trades. You know, one the trade that made us Cowboys fans that we couldn't believe that we let Herschel Walker go at the time. Well, that set up the Minnesota Vikings giving us, I think it turned into eight players, which turned into three Super Bowls. And it wasn't all that long. I mean, it wasn't 10 years. It was 3, 4, 5 years. We got awful good.
Well, yeah. And how much time now are they talking about Mario Williams being picked by Houston when everybody else thought that they should have took Reggie Bush and Vince Young and all these other guys that have come out? The glamour picks are always your Heisman Trophy winner or your big-time quarterback or your big-time running back. Nobody gives a lot of love to the linemen, except now they are giving a lot of love to Sue.
I don't think there's been hype like this. Him and Gerald McCoy both thinking they're going to go 1 and 2 as far as a tandem of defensive tackles this high up in the draft. It's been a long, long time if it's ever happened before.
So we'll see what's going on there as far as the draft. As we said yesterday, the previews are out, and Sue is number one on Mel Kiper's big board, and I don't see that changing unless something really goes weird at the combine or he gets hurt or something happens on the field.
I would doubt he would even go to the combine, would he? You can only hurt yourself there. can't you?
You're number one. He'll probably have one of those personal workout days in Lincoln or something like that. Don't forget, you can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. It is gloomy and crappy again today, weather-wise, in Nebraska. The sun always shines on the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. And joining us again, Mike Perenio, the director of the Race and Sports Book. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Don't you guys ever look at the weather reports? It's been raining here for 3 days.
But you guys are you don't have to worry about those mudslides, do you?
No, no. We've had more rain in the last 3 days than we had all last year, so that gives you an idea what it's like out here. It's a 50 degree rain, so.
Yeah, it's that dry heat, it's that dry rain that's going on out there. I'll tell you, it is so weird, and I've related the story. I think it's been a while back on the show, but I think one time one time it actually rained. Another time the sidewalk looked like it had been wet overnight, but actually probably, you know, it would have been between 8 and 2 a.m. to p.m. because that's when we sleep out there. But they don't know what to do with it out there. If you get a half inch of rain, it's not built here to drain. It's like shut everything down when it goes on in Vegas. So is that good for you guys? Everybody runs inside and makes futures wagers?
Yeah, everyone doesn't bring any rain gear or even warm clothes, so if it's raining and cold, nobody leaves the hotel. So it definitely makes an impact on our income.
Well, Mike, we have whittled it down to the final four, and I'll tell you what, you've still got a long shot in the field. You've also got two of the favorites left in the field. And I guess, Daddy, we're gonna put Mike on the carpet maybe for the first time ever in the show. Is this the first time he's ever missed? He gave us the Eagles before the playoffs started. We agreed. We kind of thought if Dallas gets beat by the Eagles could make the run all the way. And, boy, did they suck, Mike.
Yeah, they didn't look too good. And I don't know if they'll have the same quarterback there next year, although it's probably not his fault they got killed that bad. Yeah, you're right. I told you guys it was going to be a green Super Bowl, Eagles, but I also said the Jets would be there, and look where they're at. You could have made a lot of money betting the money line on them the last 2 weeks.
Not that smart.
We just don't roll that way. Why would we take the big action? Why would we take that big bucks for little action? That doesn't make any sense to us. Micah, what did the New Orleans Saints start the year off at?
You know what? They started a pretty good favorite because they've always been good. And then we've already got lines out for next year, and they're about the same odds, 8-1 starting out for next year already. And of course, the Colts are favored, and they were favored going into this year also. There's some good odds, though, on some teams for next year's Super Bowl, which is at Cowboy Stadium. And the Giants look pretty good at 30-1 right now. I think they could have a bounce-back year. And I still like San Francisco 49ers with their new coach, and they have the defense, too, that looks pretty good, and they're in a weak conference. So we've got some pretty good odds out on some teams already to win next year's Super Bowl.
Mike, I must ask, if there's one team that catches my eye, and I hate to say this on the radio because I know money will pour in on them. These odds will go to hell, amazingly. But what are the Carolina Panthers?
For next year?
Yes.
50-1.
Mike, explain to a lot of degenerates like us think we have a handle on this. Explain how you guys go about setting odds this far out in advance for next year.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. I mean, it's the same philosophy that people misunderstand on a weekly basis. We're really looking to try to spread out the money and get, you know, even action all over. There's always teams that are going to get bet down. The Cowboys, America's team, they always get action. It's kind of like the Cubs in baseball. We can start them out at even money to win the World Series, and we still get the same amount of money bet on them because people just come and bet them because the Chicago guys just won't give up on it. And so it's pretty much trying to spread out the money so we don't have any liabilities that can kill us. And you know, that's just the way it goes. The good teams, New England is always going to be good, low odds. Packers and Chargers, you know, teams that win 12 or more games are going to be favored, even if they don't expect them to be good, because people tend to bet by what they remembered from the previous year, and there's enough money coming from people that don't pay a lot of attention to keep those odds spread out. A lot of times teams have good years and then don't show up the next year, and it's just our job is to make sure we spread it out as much, not who we really think is going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, Mike, out of the four remaining teams, who would hurt you the most by winning?
Oh, Jets. I guess everyone was listening to you guys because we have some liability on the Jets because people bet them pretty good before the playoffs started. You get them at 50-1, and we have some liability on the Jets, just because of the odds. They still got a pretty good row to hoe to make it to the Super Bowl and win it. But other than that, we're pretty well spread out because the odds on the other three teams were never very high. People don't tend to bet a lot of money when they're getting 3 or 4 to 1 on a team.
Mike Perennial, the director of the Racing Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So now for a lot of the folks that email and call this show that are a little on the whacked outside, let me run this by you. So if Vegas is going to lose money on the Jets, who makes the call? Does somebody in Vegas call the Commissioner Goodell and then he calls the officials, or how does that work exactly?
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't think we don't have that good a relationship with the NFL. You know, be honest with you, if we had a good relationship, they wouldn't start games so close together. They'd give us at least a half hour, 45 minutes between the morning games and the late games to have people cash in a wager, because sometimes games start before the other games are even over, which is typical for really professional sports anywhere, how they do things, and they don't really care. Football doesn't really have to worry about when they do stuff or how they do stuff because it's such a popular sport, and it's amazing sometimes how they market these professional sports and don't realize the impact of what they're doing and could really care less.
I've went on tangents two or three times just this year why we have to have 10 noon starts or 1 o'clock or pick the time, but here it's noon in the Central, and then we get 3 late games. It just blows my mind. But anyway, Mike, let's get into your selections here. Who you like this weekend?
I think it's going to be tough for the Jets to win the game. That line's moved up from 7.5. There's even some 8s out there now on the Colts. It's tough for the Jets not to cover if their defense can hold teams to, 10, 14 points. And getting probably 8 points by game time, I like the Jets plus the points in that game. The other game's pretty much been even. I am a Brett Favre fan. I'd like nothing more for him to win or go to another Super Bowl. But at this point in time, the Vikings playing a dome, Saints playing a dome, it's tough to play down in New Orleans, and you don't win very often down there, and the Vikings really haven't proven they can win against a good team on the road. And it's going to be a tough game, I think, for the Vikings to win. But I really like the under in that game. The high-powered offenses, both defensive, have actually looked very good. And I like the under, the total points of 52 in that game rather than the side.
So the Saints and the Jets are the wager. And do you think the Saints can win outright? Or, I mean, the Jets can win outright?
There's a chance with that defense. If they keep it close like they did last week, that's their blueprint to win, is to keep it close. And be honest with you, the way the public's betting the Colts right now, I'd give the Jets a chance to win, but I really think they're going to cover. And I think the other game, you're better off just betting the over-under 52 and don't even root for a team.
Mike, I guess the next question people have is Super Bowl, busiest week of the year, maybe March Madness. You can decide that for us. But when you start setting the futures, or not the futures, the propositions, and everything comes out for the Super Bowl, when are those released to the public?
Well, we start releasing them almost immediately. Point spread propositions and some of the other propositions, and we'll add them all week long that first week. By the end of the 4 or 5 days after the championship games and the conferences, we'll have most of the propositions off. And actually, over the years, propositions have really gone up. We've had propositions even last week, and this week we even have propositions for the conference championship games that are, it's not 12 pages like we have for the Super Bowl, but there's 30 propositions you can bet on these games this week, ranging from Will Sanchez make total completions by him over under 12.5, total field goals, for example, in the game, which kicker will have the most points, and, you know, most first downs. First score of the game will be a touchdown field goal. What I like that we have almost on a regular basis once the playoffs start is, will there be a score in the first 6 minutes and 30 seconds of the game? That's kind of a trend where if you take the no, you've done pretty good over the years. It's really one, maybe one and a half possessions, and it's turned out to be a pretty good trend to take no score in the first 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Mike, what would you consider a large bet on these championship games in Mandalay Bay?
Well, you know, without talking into real big figures, we've already taken one that's substantial at our, you know, with all our properties, MGM Mirage, we're all connected together, and we've had one significant bet in the high six figures. So that's something this time of year. We just don't know, you know, if we've got large casino players that are playing in the casino. Those guys, if they're big enough, they'll let them bet whatever they want to, really, because they're waging, you know, way more than that in the casino itself on our other games of entertainment.
So who'd Barkley bet on?
Charles is he's a good guy. He comes in here quite a bit, and he's a good guy, and he pretty much makes it plain that he doesn't mind playing a wager. But I don't think he's in that league, and he really hasn't been for a while. I think I don't know if he's got the TV networks rating him in, but he's definitely that's the one announcer I like who kind of shoots straight, and you don't have to worry about what he's going to say. Unless you're the executives at the network.
Well, Mike, we had a great time when we came out for the Super Bowl last year and watched it right there at the Mandalay Bay, and it was a great game for the Steelers and the Cardinals. I know everybody in Vegas was telling us how much the attendance overall was down. I thought it was a great time for the people that were there at the Mandalay Bay. If folks are coming out or thinking about coming out, what do they need to do to get set up with you and your gang there at the Mandalay?
Yeah, you know, the best thing to do is to go to our website. We've got a page on there with my mugshot on it if they want to ask some questions or ask me about what we can do for them. Like I tell you guys every week, we really take care of especially horse race players. So anybody out of Fauna Park that wants to come out and play some horses and get some good comps off their horse race play, we can take care of them. You know, every weekend here, it's busy, and even with the economy was bad, Super Bowl is the most fun time. You know, I have lots of people here that have the means to go to Super Bowls, and they go once to say they've been to one, but it's so much more fun to be in Vegas for a Super Bowl, even March Madness. You know, go once to the Super Bowl to say you've been to it, but if you want to have a good time and entertainment, you know, we've got 10 restaurants in here that are probably the best in most cities that the city would have, period. And we've got, you know, 8-10 of them in here that are the better than anything in the world. And when you get entertainment, food, and a chance to play a little games of chance and watch games, there's no better place to be. And really, right now, Vegas is a good bargain. You know, even with the economy the way it is, the prices here have definitely gone down, but the fun's the same, and it's a good bargain right now.
Well, Mike, before we let you go, 10 restaurants. What's your favorite one of the 10 restaurants in Mandalay Bay?
You know what? It's so hard to say, and I don't want to make any chefs mad.
Charlie Palmer's.
That take care of me when I go in there, but Strip Steak's really good. We've got top chefs at all our restaurants, and they're famous ones. And, you know, I'm from Nebraska, so I have to say the steakhouse, you know.
So good. Mike, we'll catch up with you hopefully right before the Super Bowl. I know you'll be pretty busy, but let's work out some details and talk about the big game in a couple weeks.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Appreciate you having me on, and have a good time over the Super Bowl.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Perenio, he's the best director of the race and sports book at Mandalay Bay. Go online, check it out. It was so great. Went out with some friends, met some more people out there, and it's crazy. It's crazy fun. Now, I don't want to make you think that, oh, I'm kind of conservative and I just want to sit there and watch the game. I mean, there is rooting, and then there's a play, and then there's a play, and then something happened. It's like you're at the stadium almost. I mean, it is just a fun time. So if you get a chance sometime, head out to the Mandalay Bay. Super Bowl or March Madness or any big event. Kentucky Derby, I can only imagine that for 2.5 minutes, how crazy that is out there as well. Let's get out of here. We got Andy Avalos coming back to talk about being a, well, being a stud. We'll be back after this.
You can go anywhere in the world from Kearney Regional Airport. When you hop to Denver via convenient commuter flights, you can skip the long drive, big parking fees, and maybe even an overnight stay, and fly anywhere you want to go from Denver, one of the most connected airports in the world. Visit www.flycarney.com for more information. Hop, skip, fly. It all starts at the Kearney Regional Airport.
Guarantee a start, even in the coldest temperatures, by grabbing up a simple fuel additive. Pick up Twinco Diesel Fuel Supplement from Hardware Hank. It de-ices frozen fuel lines, liquefies gelled fuel in minutes, and removes water from the fuel and protects your pumps and injectors. For a 32-ounce bottle, it accomplishes a heck of a lot. Shop Hardware Hank for Twinco Diesel Fuel Supplement and fight the cold temperatures. To find a store near you, visit HardwareHank.com.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Sunday, it's a battle for the AFC Championship when the Indianapolis Colts host the New York Jets. Hi, this is Scott Graham of Westwood One. Join Kevin Harlan, Randy Cross, and Mark Malone for all the action. Can Rex Ryan's New York Jets pull off another shocking win, or will Peyton Manning and the Colts move on to Super Bowl 44? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL playoffs, they're right here.
Jets Colts, followed by the Vikings Saints, Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see cloudy skies and some areas of dense fog lingering throughout the day today with a slight chance for some drizzle or freezing drizzle early. Then could see a few showers later today with a high around 40, mid-30s with rain showers tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, great games coming up this weekend, and I know, Daddy, that you have already planned on your eats for Sunday.
Well, it comes from Troutman's Quality Meats. Quality steaks age a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Fresh out of the smokehouse, not the steaks, people, the sausages. Fresh jalapeno brats, mushroom and Swiss brats, loaded with mushroom Swiss cheese, just busting with flavor. Flat irons are on sale now, $7.99 a pound, plus they have corned beef brisket prepared. And don't forget the smoked string cheese at Troutman's Quality Meats. Folks, you've got the grill as well, Green Mountain Grills. Ask Carrie about them today. I know you've got some pellet grills out there. You don't have anything like the Green Mountain Grill. It's new. You can set the temperature exactly the way you like it, digitally controlled. Carrie will show you how. Folks, the bacon is second to none. Troutman's Quality Meats, whether you want peppered bacon, whether you want regular bacon, they've got it all for you. You will not buy bacon anywhere else, any other store, once you have Troutman's bacon. That is my promise to you. Plus, Mack Creek Wines, Mack's Creek Winery and Vineyard in Lexington, plus other domestic and imported wines to choose from. Hey, you got the beer as well. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend.
Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday. You know what? I'm looking up and down this list here. I didn't know Boise State had a fight song. Evidently, this is it. You look at the WAC All-Decade Team. I don't think the Big 12 even did this. I didn't see one. Maybe they did. I don't remember it if they did. Colt Brennan, Ian Johnson, LaDainian Tomlinson, Bernard Berrien, Ashley Lalee. Just a few of the names out there. But then you slide down here. In fact, the guy that received the most votes actually happened to be Ryan Clady out of Boise State, the offensive lineman. But also from Boise State, this guy was a two-time first-team all-conference selection for the Broncos, 2003-2004.
He's a badass is what he was. Andy Avalos joins us. Badass, how are you? You doing good today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me on, fellas. I appreciate it.
Well, of course, Andy, assistant coach now at UNK, and we're glad to have him here. And, of course, played for Dan Hawkins, a grad assistant. He's been to Boise. He's been to Colorado. And now he's a part of the staff that led UNK to the RMAC championship and their deepest run ever in the playoffs. But when did you find out about this? The story came out within the last week here. But when did you find out about this, and what did you think when you heard about it?
I was shocked. I don't know how I found my way onto that list with those guys that played. It's an honor to be on that list, and hopefully they don't do a recount and find out that I shouldn't have been on it. But I found out sometime last week. My dad stays up with the Boise State newspaper and stuff, and it came out in there, and he gave me a call and let me know and stuff. And then, you know, Corey Hall, the other linebacker that's on there from Boise State, the guy that I played next to, pretty much for the greatest part, most part of my career there. So we were happy to be on there together, and we worked a lot together to, you know, to have success and stuff. So it was a good deal that both of us got on there.
Andy, when you talk to former teammates, and we talked about this to start the show, do you guys feel that you really sustained Boise's tradition to where it is? You guys started the deal to have the last of longevity that any other WAC team's ever lasted as far as big-time college football goes?
You know, I definitely take great pride in Boise State and the things that I got to do while I was there, and you know, all the great accomplishments we had in the time I was there. But you know what, Boise State's been building itself up. You know, even when they were one AA team, and all the way back to the days when they were junior college, way back in the 70s and stuff, Boise State's always had great football, and I was just fortunate enough to be there on the front end when it started blowing up in the late 1990s, early 2000s, and kid coming out of Southern California, going to Boise, Idaho. A lot of people from Southern California hadn't heard of Boise, Idaho, or Boise State for that matter, but you know, it ended up being one of the best decisions I ever made in going to Boise State.
Andy Avalos joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Remind us what Boise State football was like in 03 and 04.
You know, it was kind of, in my time there, it was kind of that point where we really started turning the corner. I mean, in those seasons there, in 03, we lost to Oregon State in a tight game. We should have beat them. They kept us from going undefeated that year. My senior year in 2004, we went 11-0 in the regular season, and in fact, got bounced from the BCS by Utah that year. So we ended up playing Louisville in a bowl game, and Louisville was number 9. We were number 10 in the nation. And, so Boise State had really come on the scene, and it was just a great time to be there, more so just for the experience I got. I mean, obviously winning games and doing all that stuff on the field is fun and stuff, but it was just being, you know, around the program, learning, growing, you know, maturing and stuff. So it was a good time for me, definitely one of the best decisions I ever made.
Andy, as far as big time, you look up and down this list, there's some big time names. Colt Brennan, Ian Johnson, everybody remembers from the touchdown and the proposal. LaDainian Tomlinson. Was there a big time guy that you like to get after as quarterback?
You know, there was a lot of good quarterbacks we played against, especially in the WAC. I mean, when I was young, I played against David Carr and stuff. In fact, we knocked one of the most memorable games I have on the road was Fresno State. My freshman year, we knocked off David Carr and Fresno State when they were number 8 in the nation. You know, that stands out as one of the big games. And, you know, obviously everybody knows who David Carr is. And Bernard Berrien was there at the time and stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of great players that were in the WAC, you know, at that time. And, you know, a lot of, the WAC doesn't get the most respect out of a lot of conferences. But, you know, there are some good, definitely some great teams in there. And obviously some great players as you look at that list.
Andy Avalos, a Boise State alum, named to the All-WAC team this last week, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, assistant coach at UNK. We touched on it at the top of the show a little bit, Andy. Sports Illustrated has them projected to be the number 2 team in the country in the preseason rankings. But we still said, or I brought it up, that if 2 teams go unbeaten, say there's an SEC and a Big 12 unbeaten, it just seems like Boise State or any team like that is never, ever going to get that shot. Is that frustrating coming from a school like that and being a proud alum?
You know, I think it is. I think it is. Preseason-wise, if they come out at number 2 in the nation, I think that's a great start, and that shows a lot of respect. It is, to a certain extent, you know, it gets frustrating. From the simple fact that, you know, yeah, Boise State plays in the WAC. The WAC's not a BCS conference, but you look back to what we've been talking about. I mean, Boise State's been in the top 25 for that matter, for the greater part of this, you know, the past decade and stuff. And so, you know, hopefully the people that are involved in BCS and all that stuff start taking that into consideration. And, you know, if Boise State runs the schedule next year, hopefully they do get an opportunity to play for the big one. But if not, you know, playing in a BCS game isn't all that bad either.
Andy, what relationship do you have with Coach Peterson, if one at all?
You know, I still talk to him about two or three times a year, you know, just to get advice on stuff, to, you know, get his point of view on certain things. The guy's a great coach, obviously, but even more, you know, a better person. And when I was playing there, he was the offensive coordinator, and even though I was a defensive player, I still had a relationship with him, and he's a great guy. And even though I was a defense player, I still learned stuff from him and, you know, just learned more about the game from him. And obviously, that's him being a great coach and a great person is paying off for Boise State and the program right now.
Andy, I know you're a big fan of Hawk at Colorado. I know you were glad he got another year. What has stopped him in your mind from having the success at Colorado that he was able to obtain at Boise State?
You know what? I think they're right there, and that doesn't go all that far. You know, in major college football, you got to win. And, you know, if you don't win and you don't get it done, it's tough. You got people all over you and stuff, but one thing he has done is the guys there are doing a hell of a lot better in the classroom and staying out of trouble off the field. And now, you know, I think this will be the year that hopefully they could get it going on the field. And, you know, he gets that done. You're talking about a coach that's went in there and taking that program from where it was when he got there to, you know, working back up towards the top of the Big 12.
Well, I was just checking here. When they played on TV, they won a lot. They won a lot. The last one, they didn't go out on top because that was just a great high-scoring game with Louisville. But what a great football career for Andy Avalos, and he's right here in our backyard helping make UNK better. Hey, Andy, thanks for the time today, and congratulations on a great honor being named to the All-Decade Team in the WAC Conference.
Thanks a lot, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Talk to you soon. Andy Avalos, assistant coach at UNK, and got him right here.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you think of the people that put this list together, they were people that knew the WAC, the WAC teams intimately. To be on this list, they knew this list up and down. To get on this list, what an honor, what an honor it is, and congratulations. You know, I think Andy would freely admit, hey, I didn't see this coming. He's never been one to pound his chest and say, hey, look at me. But look at him now, all WAC, decade team.
We'll take a break. Doug and Daddy Show, we've got some emails we want to get to. We've got to make our predictions for the weekend. Stay with us.
And now for your halftime entertainment, the Tabasco Singing Pepperoni.
It's a magical concoction that's more than just heat. Tabasco blends with cheese and all your toppings and meat.
Shake, 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 shake.
Others mask the flavor. This sauce amplifies our tune. Make sure you try Tabasco on your pizza real soon. So much more than hot.
Up here, there are no voices. Only me and my Jeep Wrangler. At 14,000 feet, the only thing I hear is the purr of my 3.8-liter V6. And trust me, it's screaming, go farther. Is that my heart or my Jeep Wrangler? Either way, I'm listening. I live with no fear, and I drive a Jeep Wrangler with legendary four-wheel drive capability 20,000 feet to the Arctic gods. I live, I ride, I am Jeep. A proud sponsor of the Winter X Games. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see cloudy skies and some areas of dense fog lingering throughout the day today with a slight chance for some drizzle or freezing drizzle early. Then could see a few showers later today with a high around 40, mid-30s with rain showers tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've been talking about football a lot on the program today, and why not catch the championship games in all of the NBA and college basketball this weekend at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Their high-definition televisions are all over the place. That ensures that there is not a bad seat in the house. Lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night, and why not stop by for their daily, just like Mama used to cook lunch specials on a day like this when you need a little extra there in the belly. They've got chicken fried steak. Some days it's meatloaf and mashed potatoes. How about a pulled pork sandwich or homestyle fried chicken? They change every day, lunch specials every week, so always something a little different. And of course, if you don't want the special, what a great menu they have with chislicks, melt-in-your-mouth strips of beef or pork seared in your favorite wing sauce. You can add your choice of side item, and the taste sensation will be an experience you think about all day. Of course, the famous chicken wings, they've got the pizzas, they've got the burgers, they've got the salads. If you're going to eat on the light side, you can catch a steak there. Oh, it's just all so, so good at the Chicken Coop. Come in and enjoy their great lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night, and enjoy the NFL playoff game Sunday and all the basketball this weekend at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Just add to that, and it's all for free. You can enjoy it all for free. Just pick the right numbers.
You got a Keno number for lunch today?
Oh, I think it's going to be 56.
A little Loop City, huh?
There you go.
A little Loop City. The Husker wrestling team's duel at number 21 Arizona State canceled due to inclement weather. And we just heard about all the rain. It's bad out in California. They were unable to make the trek this morning. Their flight from Omaha to Phoenix was called off, so they will not make it up. Now Nebraska goes to Oregon State Sunday. It's got to not be fun for the wrestlers. Ugh. Supposed to be out in the warm weather for 3 days and just kind of wrestling and enjoying it. Both nationally ranked teams, but it's not going to happen. Craig Brester, the senior, looks for his 100th win in school history. Looks like it'll be at Oregon State now. He's 99-18. He would be the 17th Husker to reach the century win mark.
Well, why do you get more matches in high school than you do in college?
Well, they don't go to a lot of dual tournaments, maybe.
Okay.
A lot of duels, some weekends. I mean, it's just a lot of duels. A lot of duels. A lot of duels, especially this time of the year. It's mostly duels. Well, two duels will be going on this weekend as the Jets are in Indianapolis and Minnesota is in New Orleans. We don't have to worry about the weather because both games are in the dome. And we've been telling you about this throughout the month of January, that someone this weekend is going to pick up a Sun Heat heater. Someone's going to pick up a Schroeder's Smoked Food Prime Rib Super Bowl bundle. And someone is going to pick up the big Sun Heat heater for the Super Bowl championship, for picking the Super Bowl right. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com and check out our Pick'em contest. All you have to do is pick the winner of the game and by how many points. You already know who's in the AFC and the NFC. And then if you take a little guess and get ahead to the Super Bowl, because the earliest entry in case there's a tie ends up being our winner and getting the tiebreaker. And all the details are at ESPNSuperstation.com. It'll tell you how to get your entry in. We're giving away great, great gifts on the web. And, Daddy, it's time to make our selections. Our special guest, who's probably very toasty and comfy right now, Tim Bob, is joining us on the air today. He can tell us all about how great the prizes are. And then he's going to tell us, and as the way our season has went, he'll probably have better predictions than either one of us. Morning, Tim Bob.
Morning. How you doing, Doug and Daddy?
What's going on?
Hey, I'm just sitting here hanging out by my comfortable Sun Heat infrared zone heater, keeping my office nice and toasty.
They are so good. We've got them all over the place. I know my family members love them, and they're especially great this time of the year. And they're going to be good Sunday because I don't think it's going to be much warmer Sunday when we're watching the games.
No, it'll be perfect for Sunday, for the snow is supposed to fall. It'll be a great time to be hunkered down next to a sun heater.
Well, Tim Bob, if folks want to talk to you or get a hold of one, you know, if they don't have the knowledge that we have on the show of being right all the time, and they don't win this weekend, how can they get in touch with you?
You know, they can go to sunheat.com. They can stop by any of our... There's a number of dealers throughout the central Nebraska area. They can go on there. Get information. The website's full of more information than I can tell you or you've got time to listen to. Our customer service reps will direct you to the nearest dealer and answer all your questions. They could also stop by there in Kearney. There's Sewenvac, Kearney Sewenvac, and also here in Grand Island at Motorsports. This weekend, if they're out and about at the home show, there's a display there of Motorsports with the sun heaters and answer questions there. So, lots of places to get answers.
Tim Bob, are you surprised by the success of the sun heaters when you guys started peddling them and you thought, hey, this is a nice product? Were you surprised at how many have went out the door already?
You know, again, I was a skeptic. I bought one, took it home, plugged it in. My wife was like, you bought a what? And within a week, she said, go buy another one. You know, and that's how it works. Once you own a sun heater, people love them. They probably half our sales come from repeat or referral customers. And that's the best thing I can tell you is people who own them tell their friends about them. You know, and that's how it's grown. It's just word of mouth. And if it wasn't a great product, that wouldn't happen.
Well, Tim Bob, let's see how hot we are in our football predictions. Let's start with the AFC, the Jets, the Cinderella team, the underdog team. They're the underdog team again. And then you've got the poster child, the greatest quarterback in the NFL, Peyton Manning, hosting them in the AFC. Who you like?
I'm going with Peyton. He can't bet against the sheriff. Okay, I mean, he's the man. And you know, what convinced me was earlier in the year what they had. They were playing, I think it was the Ravens. They had five possessions and scored on all five possessions and had the ball like a third of the time. I mean, he can get it done when he needs to get it done, and I just don't think the Jets can stop him. Even with the vaulted, you know, Buddy Ryan defense, you know, and just got to go with Peyton on that one.
Tim Bob, I'm going to go with you. I think Indianapolis wins this game. I think Indianapolis wins this game. I think it might be closer than a lot of people think out there, but I'm going right with you. Minnesota and the Saints, your thoughts?
Man, I got to go with the Saints. I think it's their time. It's a great story. Drew Brees, I've loved him since he was at Purdue. You know, it'd be a great story for all the things that happened in the Superdome to turn it around and see a championship there. I think it's their turn as much as, you know, you love Favre and Adrian Peterson's an Oklahoma boy, and y'all know my ties to that. I got to go with the Aints and Drew Brees.
So Indy to get back. They won it here a couple of years ago. The Saints to make their first ever trip. We'll see if Tim Bob's selections are as hot as the Sun Heat, and go to sunheat.com for more information or try and win one during our contest here at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tim Bob, thanks for the time, and we look forward to catching up with you again in the near future.
Thanks, Doug and Daddy. Take care.
Take care. Well, Daddy, you've already told us that you like Indy. You want to make your other pick? No, let's wait. Daddy makes his Super Bowl selections after this.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian. Japanese.
My way. My way.
Chinese. My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-335-1656. 1-800-335-1656. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1656.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Friday night is full of high school basketball action on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. On ESPN 1460, Kearney High will be hosting Lincoln Southeast, girls at 6, the boys at 7:45. On 1230 KHAS, Hastings High will host Grand Island Northwest in a doubleheader at 6. And on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, they'll open the brand new gym at Kennesaw as the Blue Devils host Franklin at 6:30 and 8. It's all coming up Friday night.
We'll see cloudy skies and some areas of dense fog lingering throughout the day today with a slight chance for some drizzle or freezing drizzle early. Then could see a few showers later today with a high around 40, mid-30s with rain showers tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Irish Ken says, you know, I went on a rant yesterday about the traffic lights in Kearney. Again today, pull up to one, nobody within three blocks by the high school. Red! They drive me crazy. Anyway, although I'm not a fan of Favre, I have a feeling they have a good chance to win it all. Colts have no running game, and New Orleans chances depend on which Reggie Bush shows up. That's Irish Ken. Any more emails you need to touch on as far as football? Rick Ankiel looks like he's headed to the Royals, and Aaron and Carney says, I like it. He's got a gun from on the outfield. Maybe he will provide some excitement for the Royals. At least I hope so. Also says, thanks for your interview with Kelsey Griffin. If you aren't already, get on the Husker women's bandwagon. They truly are a special women's basketball team. And absolutely the Huskers should try to get at least a 1-1 with Boise State. That would be a great matchup, but I think it needs to be in the near future and not 7 years down the road. Another thing about the Husker schedule, thank you, Jake Locker, for staying in college. We need the best Washington team possible next year to validate our weak-ass schedule. One question. What does Washington like to visit as we are thinking about going to that game? Didn't know if you knew anything about the campus and fans. I've heard nothing but great things about Washington and Nebraska's last trip up there in 97. Great things. All around, great things. They may not party and bring it to the next level like Husker fans, but very good. Everything's really cool.
And plus, I heard the wasabi's wonderful.
You're such a wow. Take big, huge. Hey, by the way, Nebraska now one of just two women's basketball teams unbeaten in the country, Connecticut and Nebraska. Wisconsin Green Bay went down last night, so Nebraska trying to go 17-0 tomorrow against Kansas State. The Husker men are at Missouri. The women at 11, the men at 5, both games on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. But, Daddy, it's time to make our selections for who will be playing on Super Bowl Sunday, February 7th, 5:15. All the games, again, right here on ESPN Radio. You have already told us that you like the Indianapolis Colts.
I just think they find a way, and that's what Peyton Manning does. He finds a way against whoever it is. He brought up Baltimore. He can find a way versus these Jets. I think the Jets playing some great football, a real confident team right now, but not at Indianapolis. I think Indy finds a way to win that game. They will not cover. In the other one, I say Drew Brees continues this run. I picked him first overall in my fantasy football leagues. I was one step ahead of almost everybody this year in that regard. Love Drew Brees. I proved that by winning two out of the three leagues I was in. I like Drew Brees Sunday. I like him in the dome. I like him to prove the Brett Favre's dreams come to an end on Sunday.
All right, here we go. I, too, because the Jets just took it to me in week one, now I can't root for them. The only reason I would even consider rooting for the Jets is because it'd be cool to see Danny Woodhead with a Super Bowl ring. I will take the Indianapolis Colts, although they scare the bejesus out of me. Both my picks scare the bejesus out of me. Indianapolis, when they didn't look good, they didn't look good. But you know what? Peyton Manning finds a way to win. And I think he's just too much for, I mean, Manning Sanchez, you got to be a winner. I mean, yeah, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl, but whatever. And in the second game, get ready. Get ready to scream, because I know the text is coming. I'm going to tell you right now, Brett Favre is also a winner. He's either going to be outstanding or he's going to lay an egg, as he has done. I mean, a big, huge egg. The Saints, it's new territory. For some reason, my gut tells me the Minnesota Vikings and the Indianapolis Colts, we get Favre and Manning in the Super Bowl, and those are my two selections.
You think the Jets, they're going to cover? No cover. You like Indy with give the points?
You know, anytime you're over a touchdown in the playoffs, but I mean, we've had just blowouts lately. Blowouts. Last week, the three winners blew them out. I'm going to go that they cover. What do you think about that?
All right.
You?
I said no cover.
My Saints, team. Will they cover?
Yes. Yes.
Before Daddy makes his pick, I just want to say I'm going the other way on good advice from my good friend Russ. This comes from Dave in Kearney.
Oh, really?
No matter what you pick, they're going the other way. So get ready for a Jets-Saints Super Bowl. If you're looking at my picks, get ready for a Jets-Minnesota Super Bowl if you like Daddy's picks.
Just eat your wasabi, boys. We'll talk to you later.
He also says, hey, the guy who does the traffic lights in Kearney is my neighbor. Give me a call, and for a small fee, he'll change whatever light affects you. The lights should not affect Daddy because they are always flashing when he is driving.
Oh, please.
One other bit of news.
What is
here.
It, comedy hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show?
A man convicted of helping former Nebraska football player Thunder Collins in a shooting that left one man dead has been sentenced 80 to 130 years in prison. Carnell Burton was sentenced in Douglas County District Court on Thursday. He was earlier convicted of manslaughter and attempted murder, among other charges. The 21-year-old was found guilty of helping Collins in a 2008 shooting that killed a man and injured another. Both had traveled from California. Prosecutors described the shooting as a botched drug deal and said Collins was the mastermind behind the plan. Collins is serving a life sentence.
Of course they had the wrong guy. I'm not no snitch. I don't know who the murderer is. I have another trial, but I'm not no snitch. I got my dignity. I got my respect. I can come back to California because I'm not snitching on nobody. I will get another trial.
Thanks, Thunder. Thanks, Thunder.
Enjoy your next trial.
Oh, boy. Don't forget, plenty of action going on, but most of the folks are gone this week when it comes to college. Husker teams, they're on the road. UNK on the road. Hastings basketball doesn't play this weekend. Wrestling, UNK on the road. Hastings heads to York. The Huskers on the road. Tri-City Storm on the road. So what do? You go out and enjoy some great high school sports action. Don't forget, tomorrow, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament reports begin at 12:10 from Adams Central. Live coverage of the finals and consolations at 3:15. Also on the web. Tonight, plenty of basketball, and Lincoln Southeast, Kearney on ESPN. I'll be in Kennesaw to see the brand new gym. They take on Franklin. Also going on tonight, Northwest Hastings. That's on 1230 KHAS.
If you're looking for something to do tomorrow night, UNK Baseball Banquet. Check it out on the UNK website or call the Holiday Inn. More information.
I want to thank Andy Avalos, UNK assistant coach, for joining us on the show today, and Mike Perenio, the director of the Race and Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Monday, Daddy will have a jam-packed show, won't you?
Talk to you later, Thunder. Talk to you later, Dave. We'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Drew, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.